Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. We're talking about healing the traumas of the heart, part two. Dr. Love is an expert in Bach flower remedies and healing the emotional component of disease that can manifest in the physical as well as in the mental and emotional. And this is an important part of why we're here in our spiritual development. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Love.
Thank you, Dr. Kolb. Honored to be with you.
So, would you like to recap a little bit about what we talked about last time in terms of how important the emotional component is? And we'll start from there.
I mean, if I can remember what we talked about, let me think here. Well, you know, the whole deal is that the whole culture is ignoring the emotional component. And they say body, mind, and spirit. And actually, mind is the emotional component.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is your spiritual component, being able to follow the dictates or the guidance of your own soul, your higher spiritual mm-hmm. self inside. And the mind is being able to resolve the crap, the baggage, the garbage, the stuff that, you know, what does the new boyfriend say? I don't have any baggage. But everybody's
right.
got baggage. And what happens, that baggage grows and grows. If you don't get it handled, get it resolved, it's going to turn into physical disease or it'll turn into body pain. And I think that's what we mm-hmm. talked about last time. And how important that it is, that probably one of the most important things about the emotional component is the traumas that people carry. It's one of the big diseases or miasmas of the human race. The trauma is where something upsetting happens to you, and it throws you off balance. It separates you from yourself. It disconnects you from your heart. It disconnects you from your power. So you lose power. You're no longer in your power, or maybe you've never been in your power because your whole life has been a trauma. And our society teaches you that when you have issues with the emotional component, that it's not politically correct. Don't bring your problems to work. Don't speak about it. So you just have to stuff it. So we have a whole nation of people stuffing their emotions. And what happens is that when you have emotional pain or a trauma, for example, it's like an electric charge to it. It's a feeling that has a charge to it. And if you don't resolve it, and rectify it and handle it, then it will turn into a stress that you swallow, and then later on it comes up as physical disease if you swallow enough of it, if it goes on for long enough. In other words, if you're in the war and you're shooting people and killing people, it's going to ruin your life. If you're with a man you do not love, it's going to separate you from yourself. If you were sexually abused as a child or grew up in a family where they were alcoholics or they were fighting or maybe fighting you and hitting you, all those things are traumas that lodge into the heart and cause you to split off from who you are. And if they're not resolved, then they turn into physical disease. So there's actually a four laws, spiritual laws of healing that I'm talk about. Should I go in and go ahead and talk about
sure.
it? Sure.
Okay. Before you do, I just want to mention one thing that was in a study that you may not have been aware of, but it's really true. They did a survey of a lot of women with chronic pelvic pain and found out that the emotional component was there because they had been sexually abused, which is very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and when they did the emotional work, then the pain went away. I mean, you could also say that they were sexually abused and had disease, you know. I mean, they, obviously. But the people in the study felt that it was the trauma, the emotional trauma of being sexually abused that caused the pelvic pain.
Wow. And I've seen people that have been sexually abused and it'll end up as body pain, fibromyalgia mm-hmm. or neck pain or whatever. And I've seen it end up as cancer. I've
yep.
seen it end up all sorts of different ways. Yeah. It's the
It can end up as breast cancer, actually, too.
Yes. Yes. I had a student that happened to. Her father forced her to have sex once or twice
right.
a week for years. So thanks for saying that. That's cool. That affirms this. that we need to stop overdoing, start paying the attention, the emotional component. It's not just buying vitamins and supplements and herbs, which I do. It's dealing with kind of the metaphysical part of yourself, who you are and what you need to learn. So here's these laws. The first law is that, and if you got a pen out there in the radio audience, get a pen, write these down, because you can meditate on these, and they'll come up and help you understand yourself over time. All disease is from karma, from past lives. Now, I'll tell you how I learned that. Kirpal Singh, who was president of the United States, president of the World Fellowship of Religions, he said, all the major events of human life are predestined. So we can do what we want to do when we're on the train going to New York City, but the going to the train to New York City is predestined. So the diseases come up from past lives. Okay, but if you're going to read them and heal them, you have to read them and heal them in terms of what's going on the computer printout of this life. So that's the first thing. So in order to do the emotional component, you got to do deep metaphysical work on yourself. The second law is that in this dark age that we're coming out of, Kala Schwar said that we're coming out of the age, had students that were devotees, and he's a guru in India, and he said that we're coming out of the age of darkness and going into the age of enlightenment, where it's going to become very easy to be enlightened. But he said that many people would die during the transition. In this dark age we are coming out of, God has chosen to use disease and pain as a wake-up call to get your attention, to tell you that there's something that you need to go work on. I had a woman who went to pee, and she told me that when she went to pee, there was blood coming out. And she said, oh, my God, if I don't leave this man, I'm going to get a major physical disease. Well, he had sexually abused the daughter. He had abused her. It was real mean to her. Well, anyway, it was time. Mm-hmm. And the blood in the urine was telling her it was time. So in a couple of days, about 3 or 4 days later, she left in the middle of the night. In the future, from the dark age in the past, God has chosen to use physical disease. This is the secret of the emotional component. God has chosen to use physical disease as a wake-up call to get your attention that you need to go work on yourself and resolve some issues on the inside of yourself and change who you are, become a new person, and make some changes in your life. Now, when I was writing this today, God was talking in my ear. He said, tell them that in the future, nobody will have physical disease. So if you and I got in a time machine, went to 2050, 2100, very few people would have physical disease because they'll know all this stuff. They'll know how to heal themselves. Look at me. I just turned 71. I got no physical disease. I don't even have health insurance. And I have a student who owns a health food store in Key West, right north of Key West. She says, I don't have any health insurance either. I take care of everything. She has no disease. I have no disease. I have no pain. I'm the only guy you'll meet who's happy. As you learn to heal yourself, you rise up into another level, and the whole world's going to go to that level. Now, the law number three, and this is really deep. If you have something you don't like out there, like a rotten husband or a rotten job or a pain that you got in your body or, you know, whatever it is that's bugging you in your life and the external, there's something inside of you that's drawing that to you. So by healing the matrix and the configuration inside of you and having you work on yourself and work the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap inside of you, work that stuff through, then you're going to, the external will make a change. I had a woman who had so much pain, and she and I she became a student. We worked together. Mm-hmm. We did Bach. We did SAS. And she told me that her boss comes in every day and says something nasty to her. And after we had worked together for so long, she said, boss never does that anymore. She comes in, she's kissing up to me, trying to be my friend. She said, well, what happened? I said, well, she said, I never said anything to her, never discussed how much it was hurting me. I said, well, you changed. You don't have that target mm-hmm. on you anymore, and you don't draw someone to come to put you down anymore. So by, and I've had women who had terrible relationships with husbands who were mean and cruel and everything, as they mm-hmm. heal themselves, and as they heal the issues inside themselves, the relationship with the husband changed, and the darn husband became really nice. How can that be? Blew me away. Blew them away. But the rule is, the third law of healing here, is that as you change the inside of the inside of the inside of yourself mm-hmm. and heal the baggage that you got, the external. See, everybody's working on externals. And mm-hmm. they're working on the externals, but nothing's changing. It's only when you work on the internal, which is the law number four. John Gatto, Teacher of the Year, New York City. Americans don't have an inner self. Maybe they do have an inner self. They never go there. So what happens is you got the two selves. You got the outer self, the external self. Mm-hmm. And then you got the inner self, which is the inside in your heart, the inside of yourself, with the self you're with at night when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dreaming and stuff like that. And what happens is all the healing must be done on the inner self. You can't do healing on the external. The changes you need to make, the growth you need to make, the new person you need to become, the assertiveness, coming into your power, getting rid of your fear, getting rid of your anxiety, getting rid of your pain, getting rid of your disease, that all has to be done on the inside of the inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the say yes to Renaissance. Say no to bloodsuckers, parasites, and leeches. Say yes to your inner self. Say yes mm-hmm. to becoming a new person. We need to open up the doorway. We need a great awakening, which we're in the middle of. We need to go into the doorway and open up the inner self. And that's what this works about.
Yeah, and this work is overcoming being the victim. You know, there's so much in the news these days about bullying, but
yes.
it's kind of like a dance between the bully and the victim. And
right.
you know, it's like you've got to understand that the middle road, which is that where you aren't a victim and then don't bully, is really the road you need to be on, rather than
right.
you know, always doing this dance between the bully and the victim. Because being the victim
right.
can lead to cancer. Many of the emotional components of cancer, like we were talking before, you said sexual abuse can lead to cancer. Dr. Hammer's work shows that a woman who's right-handed, who's betrayed by a man who's supposed to protect her, and that would include somebody sexually molesting her, can get left breast cancer, very specifically left breast cancer. Not right,
yes.
right something else. So, and then if you're verbally abused in a relationship, you can get kidney cancer. And if you feel like a victim, that God is, you know, forsaken you, and like because they took your child or your spouse, get really mad at God, then you get pancreatic cancer. So do you see how you can't
wow.
be a victim? Because you really lower the energy in certain organs, and then that invites the cancer in.
Well, so let's make that law number five. Everybody grab your pens and write that down. In order to get healed, you must get out of victim. And let me tell
exactly.
you what, there's a reason people want, the whole society teaches you how to be a victim. And there's a reason for
right.
it. Even the doggone medical profession teaches us how to be a victim and how to love it. Oh, my arthritis. Oh, my bursitis over here. And you can, and they're
right.
smiling. You can tell they got joy in their heart when they talk about their arthritis. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
that's the only time a woman gets attention when she goes to the doctor
right.
and doctor's fondling
yeah.
all over them. But there's a reason people are taught. Number one, it's a revenue source. If they can make you a victim, they can have you
mm-hmm.
coming back and buying drugs.
For treatment, yeah, every month.
For treatment.
Yeah,
so it's a revenue source for them. Another is they can manipulate you. If you're
mm-hmm.
a victim, then you're going to be blaming other people, and you're not going to be taking care of yourself. And then another is then you're dependent on them. And then another, then they control you. The opposite of victim is to take the bull by the horns and take responsibility. And the whole thing about the holistic healing is that you take responsibility and see what happens when it comes to the emotional component. It means that you take responsibility to get the thing handled, to get it resolved, which means making changes within your side of your heart, inside your mind, inside yourself, that come from the still small voice of the soul. So it's like a quiet voice inside that shows you how to. I had a woman, she was beaten by her boyfriend. She'd come to my class in Santa Monica every Wednesday for 4 weeks, 4 months. And all the women go, you've got to, stand up and tell him this, and here's what you need to do, whatever. And so, and I'd say, well, let's go take a walk out in the alley. And before she, the class started, she'd come a little early, and I'd listen to her, and she'd tell me how her boyfriend beat her. Well, I didn't tell her. She said, Dr. Love, I love telling you about this because you're the only person that doesn't tell me what to do. You can't tell someone what to do. You can't make emotional changes by having someone tell you the changes you need to make and how to do it, or having a book tell you. There's inside yourself where the patterns are, where the blueprints are, where those issues are. There's a very subtle, still small voice of the soul place where you make the connections and figure it out inside yourself. Mm-hmm. So the way you do that is through the I gave her remedies. I gave her sentry for being assertive, a walnut for protection, and agrimony for holding everything inside. Well, at the end of 4 months, she came, we took our walk. She said, well, I finally decided to stand up to my boyfriend. And I told him that I want him to move out. So I said, oh, my God, I'm so happy. I said, it got back to tell the class, and they were all hugging her and everything. Well, if we would have just depended on what they said, it would never would have happened. She would have been that way forever. But when I gave her the remedies, God worked through the remedies. The action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and figure it out and then go ahead and make changes. So it's a real advanced system from the future that is going to allow because God's always talking to us. Say, you're too dominating, or you're too mean, you're too cruel, or hey, you let everybody walk all over you. You need to stop that, or you need to go handle that self-esteem, whatever. But we're not listening. We're too busy chasing sex and money and power and internet. The average person, according to studies, is on the internet for I think over 12 hours a day. We're busy chasing in the material world, chasing the external, chasing escape from pain. When you take a remedy, it allows you to go into the inner self and listen. Okay. So let me look on my notes here and see what else. Most of the emotional component is invisible. If you want to heal it, a lot of times you need to be willing to go deep, to see deeper, make it okay. My favorite quote now, favorite quote in the world, is from, where is it here? I remember it. Socrates. Who you are, you do not see, and what you see is your shadow. Most of the stuff that you need to be dealing with inside the inside of yourself is invisible. I tell everybody 90, 95% of the emotional component is invisible. So there's three things you need to do to heal. Number one is you need to see what's going on. I had a student, and her mother was beating the crap out of her emotionally. She saw it, but she didn't really see how bad it was. So, again, you can't tell someone something. I just mentioned it to her, but I gave her the right remedies. So then she started telling me, it's worse than I know. So that's the first thing. You need to see the truth. And in the words of Alex Jones, he said, the truth is sexy. Because it's the real deal. You need to see the truth, what the heck's going on with you. Number two, you need to see how you need to change. So in her particular case, she needed to put up some boundaries to her mother, beating her up. The remedies will help you to see how you need to change. And number three, you need to actually make that change. So she made the change. She put up some boundaries. So she is way, way, way more protected from her mother, who she still lives with. And I told her, I said, that's a good deal, because you're living with her, then you can work all this stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
You need something to help you to start processing. The traumas of the heart that we've been dealing with in these two talks, interviews,
mm-hmm.
What happens is that when you have a trauma, well, first of all, most of the traumas you've had, you don't even remember. Because
90-95%
is, you know, a number. But when you have a trauma, what happens mm-hmm. is for you to survive it, you have to separate mm-hmm. off from yourself. So you split. So instead of being a whole mm-hmm. person, you're a split person. Like a woman told me the other day, she wrote me a note, one of my students from England. Mm-hmm. I just about laughed. I almost fell off my chair, she said. So I guess you're not married. You're smart enough never to get married again. But what happens is when you have the trauma, you become a different person. You split off mm-hmm. from yourself. You separate from yourself, and you're not whole. You're no longer whole inside. You're fragmented inside. So mm-hmm. there's a part of your heart that's got deep old, big old gaping holes inside of yourself. So part of healing the trauma is to heal the segmentation and the splitting off. And so our first line of defense on that is the Star of Bethlehem. Star mm-hmm. of Bethlehem is the strongest process, sets up the strongest process, this is what I tell everybody, of healing trauma on the whole planet Earth. And it's really simple. Just go buy some Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy's got Star of Bethlehem in it. It's got Rock Rose for terror and panic, Clematis for spaciness, Impatience for irritability, and Cherry Plum for desperation. They're all moods and emotional states that occur when you go through a state of shock. So I burned the crap out of my hand. I put mm-hmm. the Rescue Remedy on it. I did it 2 or 3 times. All the burn, all the pain, it went totally go away. I fell down going to the post office. I fell right on the pavement. Man, did it hurt. Mm-hmm. Its skin peeled the skin off, and it was a bam, mm-hmm. you know. And I went to the car, put the Rescue Remedy on it, stayed there for 5-10 minutes, putting Rescue Remedy on it. All the mm-hmm. pain went away. Never had any pain since. It's for physical impact injuries and burns. You also use it for trauma. I get mm-hmm. hit by a car in Hollywood. Worst trauma anybody ever seen. I put the Rescue Remedy on his leg. Doesn't have to go in your mouth. I put it on his leg. And I did that twice with about 100 people standing around watching me. Guy came completely mm-hmm. out of shock talking to me just like you and I are talking. Use it to get people out of shock. Use it for physical trauma, but you also use it for emotional trauma. I got a woman, my student down in Florida that owns a health food store, and whatnot, right mm-hmm. over her place, the hurricane came, the eye of the hurricane. So she was up north in a hotel. She saw that. She's taking rescue every 3 to 5 minutes, mm-hmm. like I told her. She saw a tree get uprooted and flew right in front of the hotel window. She says, you know, I'm just not involved in any of this. And people ask her how she is. She didn't want to tell them. She says, I'm doing fine. There's an advantage to all of this. Something's happening real good for me. I said, whoa, how positive can you get? Well, she's the one that I asked. I said, because her son had died 5 years before. And I asked her, I said, that stuff with your son, how much that stuff you worked through? She said, well, mm-hmm. you know, I think I've worked through all of it. So I said, well, you know, nobody ever gets to work through that kind of thing. But she's done. She has. So the rescue is for working through the traumas that you had just 5 minutes ago when you fell down, burned yourself. 5 years ago when you had a death in the family. 20 mm-hmm. years ago when you were raped. And all the way back to his childhood, because Cherokee said that the inner child is the traumas between 0 and 11 that you went through as a child. And so by taking the rescue, or the which has a star by 5 minutes, or the star in a remedy of constitution type remedy, you're going to over time be able to go back and process the traumas of your childhood. So we've had traumas all throughout life. The traumas of childhood, most of those are invisible. It's not politically correct to know about yourself, and Dale, is still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thale of Miletus, 650 B.C., the first of the great Greek philosophers, he said, it's my second favorite quote, the most difficult thing in life is to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody does is they blame everybody else. So if you know the secret is that you see stuff out there you don't like, you got people in your life you don't like what they're doing to you, you got a situation you don't like, the secret, that second law of healing is to there's something inside you that's drawing it to you, so you need to heal stuff on the inside of the inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the external people, the external stuff will change, and you will know yourself, because I would say the most difficult thing human life is to know yourself and to resolve the issues of yourself.
Yep.
Okay. Let me look on my notes. So what we see, Socrates said, what you are, you do not see, and what you see is your shadow. What we see is like a Titanic just saw the tip of the iceberg. Well, the truth is they didn't even see that until they were right on it. But what happens is when you look at your life, you go, oh, I don't like that. But this guy's hurting my feelings. Oh, this job, that. Oh, I feel so much stress because it's, what you don't see is this deeper stuff. Whatever you do see, is just, it's called a symptom. It's a sign. It's the tip of the iceberg. We are asleep. We walk a life of sleepwalkers. And there's a word for it. Dr. Joe Scone, who developed the wonderful SAF system, he called it the zomboid reflex, which is where we go into zombie, which we don't feel, we don't think. We live in a whole culture that doesn't feel. We don't feel our deep emotions. We're actually encouraged not to feel our deep emotions, because if you don't feel your deep emotions, they can manipulate you, they can use you, and they can mind control you, and they can brainwash you. God bless them. We won't mention any names. Let's see here. I'm looking at, I just scribbled all these notes down. So trauma is like the biggest thing in the whole human race. And what we're calling on here is to go into your inner self and find out who you are, and find out what the trauma is that you got. It's actually easy to do. Just go out and buy some rescue ribbon. You take it every day. The more you take it, the better. And you'll find everything becoming more and more peaceful and more calm as you begin to, because all life, I even drive over to the store, they're throwing me the finger and cutting me off, driving around me and everything. All human life is a trauma. Most people just want to be free of their pain. So most people spend their life figuring out how to run from their pain. The truth is you can become free of your pain. You can become free of the traumas of your heart. You can become free of your disease. We have to look deeper. See, and when you're doing the physical component, you say, well, if I take these supplements, if I take these herbs, if I get this treatment, I've got one student in New York, and she goes home, she gives her father Bach remedies, and his pain goes away, he begins to get better. And but then they say, well, what are you doing? And he smiles and he says, I'm doing acupuncture and I'm doing chiropractic. But that's the physical component. The emotional component is when you go into the metaphysical zone and you begin to look deeper into the secrets of who you really are, so you can see beyond the actual shadow that you have. Most of us go into denial. Denial is kind of the name of the game on the planet Earth. And truth is, we go into denial because we don't feel our pain. We need to learn to love. We need to learn to open the heart. And everybody's been talking about that. We've been trying hard to learn to open the heart. But the secret is, we need to learn to open the heart to ourself. We need to learn to love our own self. And if you love yourself, you're going to be able, you need to be able to spend time with yourself and resolve the issues of what it is that is upsetting you and causing you to lose your peace of mind and causing you to become unstable and causing you to have the pain. How do you do that? Well, you need to be alone with yourself, and you need to spend time with yourself and process. And process means to connect the dots and come to the discovery of what it is you need to do in order to resolve these complexities in your heart. We're told never to go there. But you can go there. You can work that stuff out. So we need to learn to process. So those are my notes.
Okay.
Those are my notes.
So if you were going to advise somebody who was having, say, a type of trauma that was hitting the solar plexus, you know how if you're betrayed, sometimes it hits the solar plexus and it weakens you.
Right.
Have you had people describe that?
Yeah, a lot of people. And the first thing is to start in on the rescue, because it's got to start. Mm-hmm. That's what happened in it. And if you've been betrayed, that is a really sad thing, and it needs to be resolved. And the secret is, there's a one woman, she was a Jehovah's Witness, and I said, hey, do you believe that God puts us in the situations in order that there's something that we need to learn, he's trying to teach us? And she said, no, I don't believe that. But you know, most of us do. I do. If God put you in this situation because there's something you need to learn. So if you come in, you got pain in the solar plexus, or pain in your stomach, or your colon's not working right, or your digestive is not working right, you want to ask yourself, you want to ask God. It's a fair question. If God puts you in a situation because there's things that you need to learn, you want to ask God, what do I need to learn here? What's going on? So with the remedies, you can get help with that to discover what's actually going on, to discover, I had a woman, she had pain all over her body, not just in the solar plexus, it was all over the body. She signed up for my course. She was a massage therapist, and so I gave her remedies for shielding and protection. There's 9 remedies for shielding and protection. That's the parasites, the leeches, the vampires, the bloodsuckers, the people who take your power. When you had to take the, how many people, or how many of you guys are tired? Well, that's because somebody took your energy. How many people are exhausted? Somebody drained you. It also could be because you're working too much. But generally, the other reason is because some people took your power. So I gave her remedies for shielding and protection from people taking her power. At the next month, we did our set, because I talk with a student each week for an hour and a half. And she said, Dr. Lem, I know why I have all this pain all over my body. It's my husband. I said, really? She said, yeah. Dumping his pain on me. I'm taking on his pain. And I said, wow. And so we changed the remedies a little bit. And 2 weeks later, she said, Dr. Love, you know what? I went and talked to my husband. He's a Christian. They're both Christian. And he said, she said, he felt really sad. And he said that he's really sorry. And I said, I want you to change and stop doing this. He said, yes, ma'am. He says, I will. I said, well, did he change? And she said, yeah, he's not putting his pain on me anymore, and I'm not taking on his pain. So I said, well, do you still have the pain? She said, nope, don't have any pain. I can't tell. I went to 3 schools of massage. I used to use my hands to get rid of pain. You know, I put you on the table and I'd work on you to get rid of pain. And I got some cool techniques. But now, pretty much, not 100%, but pretty much all of my students don't have pain anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's because we find out where the pain is coming from. And pain's like a national curse now. It's like a black plague
Well, didn't President Trump just declare an emergency for the opiate crisis? If people aren't in pain in the U.S., we wouldn't have an opiate crisis, right?
Can you believe that?
Well, it's true.
50% of, no, 100%, no, let's see. The greatest cause of death before the age of 50, that's what it was, mm-hmm. is opioid overdose.
That's true.
So that means and that people are in so much pain, they're running to anything to get out of pain.
Yeah, and if they're not on opiates, they're on self-medicating with alcohol and drugs.
Yes.
Same thing. I mean, it's the same symptom, trying to either treat their emotional pain or their physical pain. And a lot of times, like you were talking about earlier, emotional pain becomes physical pain. That's...
Right. Yeah, the physical pain is emotional pain. It's so heavy, you don't deal with any of it. It just goes down to your body mm-hmm. as a wake-up call. The gal I was telling you about in New York, she had horrible, horrible pain. And mm-hmm. it was bothering her terribly, and she had no more pain.
Right.
Almost.
Well, I'll tell you how I look at pain. I'll decide what level it's at. Like, say if somebody's in a car wreck and they have low back pain, that's usually because of trauma and the natural curvature going out because of the muscle spasm. And we treat that with, you know, massage therapy, chiropractic, and muscle relaxants and anti-inflammatories, okay, because that is going to heal. And then we have rescue remedy lotion, which would be good to put on that area too. So that's physical pain due to a physical cause. And then you could have low back pain due to a tumor. And there's lots of horror stories going around in medical school about people who've been treated for months with low back pain, but nobody took an x-ray, and they ended up with metastatic disease in their bones back there. So, you know, that's a physical cause of, you know, compression on nerves and stuff like that. So physical is important to look at, and that's why people do MRIs and x-rays and other studies that look deep in the physical. Then emotional is very interesting. People who, Carolyn Mace said, people carry their wallet in their lower back. So when people are having money trouble, they'll often develop low back pain and with no physical cause. There's not a single physical cause, but yet they have pretty severe low back pain because they're worried about money.
Right.
And then you can also get karmic causes, several chronic pain conditions that can, and some can affect the low back, are karmic, like you were talking about before, that that maybe you injured somebody in a previous life, and so you have karmic-based pain in this life with no physical or even emotional cause. It comes from a much higher level because you're paying back that previous life thing that you did. Like maybe you push somebody off a high place and they fell and then were injured and they were paraplegic, but you did, and they had a lot of pain, but you did enough good things in your life so that you didn't have to be paraplegic, but you still had to have the low back pain. So that's an example of, and then mold. A lot of my patients with mold biotoxins develop low back pain, and if we get rid of the mold because of neurological stuff, the back pain goes away. And then there's even infectious back pain. Bacteria can cause back pain. So what's important is to determine the cause of the back pain.
Wow. Very deep stuff. Well, I would add to that that I always teach that a car accident or an accident is always mm-hmm. caused by karma also. So it's like a disease. The disease can come on slowly. Sometimes mm-hmm. the disease can come on quick. An accident comes on really quick. But I always treat it like, you know, as it's a karmic thing from previous lives, and look mm-hmm. at what's going on inside the person and causing them to stumble and fall, which I recently did myself. The tumor is a similar thing. So where does tumor come from? What is the stuff that's being held in there? I had a woman, she was a student, and we were doing Bach. We went and started doing SAF, and then she produced a class for me back east in her home, and I was there, and she told the group, she said, yeah, I had a big old fibroid tumor size of a grapefruit, and I've been working with Dr. Love. It's like totally gone, and I about fell out of my seat. I said, you didn't tell me you had that. She said, well, maybe I forgot to tell you. But as we were working together, and she was dominated, controlled by her husband, and by that point...
Well, that's what causes uterine fibroid tumors.
Yes.
Now, you can get them from estrogen dominance, eating too much chicken with estrogen, or having too high of an estrogen replacement, or having a liver that doesn't process estrogen correctly. So high estrogen will definitely give you... Like, I had people taking high levels of DHEA, and then it was converted to estrogen, and they got fibroids. But the emotional cause of fibroids is having your femininity a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's being destroyed.
So that
I tell
abuse thing would
you,
do that.
If you have anything with your female organs, your uterus, anything, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's in the female organs, it's because your woman is being destroyed. There's someone who's destroying your woman. And then if you go deeper, there's something inside of you that is drawing that to you. If you go deeper, God's trying to get you to change and come into your power as a woman so that you're protected and shielded. I learned that in 1990. And then I come to find out that the acupuncturists also teach the same thing. I can't tell you the number of stories. And it's the same with the men. Like a man will have the thing with his prostate. And if you something is destroying the man part of him, so
the prostate's affected.
Yeah, being suppressed by his woman, stuff like that. So as he develops his shielding and his boundaries and stuff, the metal will stop and the metal resolve. I have a poem to read too when we're running out of time. Should I read that now?
Sure, go ahead.
I wrote this yesterday, I think. Why don't you seek to know yourself? Why do you choose to run away? Escape the pain inside you do not want to feel. Why don't you stop and look at who you are? Who you really are? And seek to find the peace within, the truth within yourself. Why don't you seek to know yourself and find the silence and the stillness on the inside of the inside of your heart?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Scribble that down, knowing to be on the show.
That's great. So would you like to give your contact information?
Yeah. Dr. Eric Love, .com. I have a new website up next month. 406-585-0774. If you want to learn to heal yourself and like to work with a big old ugly guy like me, I sit down with my students, hold your hand, be with you. I mean, really be with you an hour and a half every week. And we talk and I help you to understand yourself and what's going on with you. Pick out the right remedies. And as you take the remedies and as we work together, I'm sitting here by the train tracks, trains rolling by. As you take the remedies and as you work on yourself and as we talk, you'll begin to heal. And it should be some of the most dramatic healing of your life. I promise that to everybody, and usually it comes about. My course officially... International Association of Homeopathy. It's a one-year program. I teach you how to work with other people too. The first law of healing is physician heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So the first and most important thing is I teach you how to heal your own self. And we do that by me showing you how to heal yourself. We do that together. But we give a certified homeopath. We give a certified nutrition consultant and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. If you want to learn to heal yourself, if you want support and nurture, I do have a few openings for students. It's once a week for a year. I've got students that have been with me for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, depending on what we're trying to work on and how long it takes. You'll grow and grow in your power and really come into yourself and your power and resolve the issues that you have. I show you how to do that just by being with you and teaching you. And we also work with a program that for healing disease and suffering through diet and teach you that. And the wonderful SAF system. And I teach you some other things too. But you can go to my website or call me, DrEricLove.com, or call me 406-585-0774. And it's good to send me a text first, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. That's on my website. It's good to send me a text or a email before you call. Let me know you're calling. So that's pretty much my contact information.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I talked, actually one of your students contacted me the other day to give me some information. So she gave me some great information. So
Who was that?
I don't remember her name, but she she was listening to the radio show and had given me some information about something I had said about Pendragon. She gave me the history of that, which was interesting.
Right.
But anyway, the main thing to understand about healing oneself is that you have the help of the remedies so that things can be opened and rapidly cleared. You know, you can spend years and years and years in psychotherapy, but until you have the energetic help of the remedies, and then Dr. Love also has some higher level emotional more diagnostic and treatment plans that help with releasing energy. It's all energetic, really. And then you can go from becoming a victim to becoming someone who's able to love themselves and others. And then you can go from someone who's like in the mind all the time into more heart-centered decisions, which are always a lot better idea than just simply logic. And basically healing the emotional traumas allows you to balance your energy centers so that you can consciously co-create. And that's what we're all trying to do.
Right. My student in New York, she walked into her home. She'd been in California, and all her relatives looked at her and said, "My God, what are you doing? She looks so good." And not only when she walked in, her father, who had been in excruciating pain, they wanted to do back surgery. They had given him some kind of opioid. And within 2 to 3 days, all his pain went away without her doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you head in the right direction and no longer let yourself be traumatized and victimized by the dark forces,
right.
See, the dark forces have been released on the planet, and you see them out there with ISIS and with, the Kennedy papers were just recently released. It said that the president, Johnson, was a KKK member, and that they covered up that he was shot in the front. He was shot from the grassy knoll.
Yeah, shot in the front, right.
Yeah, all this stuff. They've been lying to us because the dark forces are running the thing, see. So that's all external. The dark forces operate just as strong on the internal, but we've been trained to just don't go there. Don't go into your inner self.
Right.
Don't go into your emotions. There's nothing you can do. You got to just suck it up and go along with it. Well, that's not true. There is something you can do. You can learn the the philosophy of healing, and you can, mm-hmm. and with the remedies, as you said, with, I would say two things with the way that I do my program. With the remedies and my personal support to really be, I'm the only guy you'll ever meet, but to be there with you. And mm-hmm. sometimes if you've got something going on, you can even call me and I'll talk to you on my day off. I'm there for people and I got the remedies, and that's the winning formula. And you need to know how to use the remedies too, which is what I teach you how to do. We can defeat the dark forces. Renaissance, yes. Say yes to Renaissance and no to bloodsuckers, vampires, and parasites.
Right. Well, we are coming up on the end of our hour, so I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
I have been honored. You're wonderful. I wish I could reach to the phone and give you a hug.
Oh, thank you.
You're my favorite.
Well, you have helped me a great deal with the remedies. Dr. Love helps me on an ongoing basis with remedies, so I can highly recommend the protection and the remedies just keep doing all sorts of different things that are really good. So I would highly recommend the remedies. That is a great way to release unwanted energy and also increase spiritual protection. So,
and if any of you guys just want to call me and we do remedies, we can do that too, come up with some remedies for you.
Right. Well, thank you very much. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.